Genesis.
I'm Tanya.
And welcome back to the Misunderstood Podcast,
where we give our unpopular opinions to the world.
I hope you guys are ready. So, really quick, I want to preface and say, me and Tanya, it's, you know how it's, you know, just one of them days.
It's just,
I'm gonna put the song in there. I'm just, my body is not really like,
yeah,
so up for today,
and you, we're see all, how tired we look.
Yeah.
I convinced Genesis tired to come over here to do the podcast because I didn't even want to leave the house today. It's rainy and I'm just tired.
But yeah, and the rain don't help. It doesn't.
Exactly.
It is take a nap weather,
right?
And we are trying to record this,
right?
We, as tired as we were though, we talked for a good 30 minutes of stuff we should have recorded.
Right. Exactly. But we was really doing a podcast.
We was just like, and I'm gonna raise my hand.
Exactly.
Like Barbara. Anyway. Right.
But we here because we gonna give y'all a podcast weekly, no matter what.
No matter rain.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
Or tired.
Only time you ain't gonna hear from us if it's a truly an emergency.
What's an emergency?
Family stuff.
Right. Anyway,
yeah,
so today, like we're trying to be cool, we're trying to be laid back. I am gonna sit like this the whole time.
I see, I'm
comfortable,
to sit back.
I'm chilling,
yeah.
You know, we grown women, we got the pillows,
right?
This is covering my butt,
yeah. Let me cover this on up.
So, I'm gonna probably edit it up here anyway, but so today, while I was looking online, I actually came across this video. Of, I don't want to say their names incorrectly because I don't know them.
I don't know, but I see them a lot on like Instagram,
right,
and Facebook. And is it Hadid or?
I'm really unsure.
I was about to say, I don't know their names and I can't even find them quickly right now.
I'm gonna put the names. And I'm gonna also insert a clip. So pretty much, I'm gonna insert a clip.
To share them with the one person I decide to spend the rest of my life with.
Right.
So that brings me back to my soundbite.
Okay.
Right? I don't understand, and this is what we can discuss,
mm-hmm,
as a woman, because I don't want to say it's a man versus woman thing, but a lot of women do complain, oh, my husband's always on me. Why is he always on me?
Mm-hmm.
If sex is going to be a chore for you that you don't really want to do, why do women constantly push monogamy on men? If you know that you don't want to have to deal with him all the time just wanting you,
mm-hmm,
why do you push monogamy on men?
Well, who's to say I pushed anything on anybody? Like,
well, we know that people, you pushed monogamy on me.
I pushed monogamy. I forced you to get married to me?
Time out. I didn't say you forced me to get married, but did you not say to me that you wanted to be engaged and you wanted to be married before you live with me? You didn't say that?
I want $1 billion. That don't mean I'm going to get it. I can want something, but not...
You right now, you're dodging the question.
Nobody pressed you to do it. Yes, is that something I wanted? Yes, it was.
All right. So, pretty much, I saw this video, like, as soon as I saw it, I sent it to LaTanya, ?
Right.
So, in this video, as y'all can see, I tried to get both of them talking. He's telling his wife, this is his wife, y'all. This is not his girlfriend or this... a girl he's dating. This is
right.
His wife of X amount of years.
Right.
What did they say? Like seven?
They've been married for a minute.
A while.
10 some years.
I'm
something.
Probably lying about all this stuff, but they've been married for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think she said like 26 or 27. I think they're like 30.
Yeah, and they nowadays, so.
Like 33. So maybe not two. Actually,
No, they was like 36.
They're like 36?
We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Y'all saw the clip.
We did not see the clip right now. This is all post- editing me,
right,
putting stuff in over what I'm talking about.
They've been
about.
Together married in probably dating over 10 years,
yeah.
So let's just say that
all this stuff is just, we have no facts.
Yeah.
But,
this been a rough week. If y'all didn't hear that in the we prefaced this by letting y'all know we've been busy,
and so now we're just hanging out and trying to
right
de-stress.
Yes.
But so in the clip, he's talking to his wife of X amount of years, and he's saying, like, why do women, mostly women, which I want to highlight that's what he said, his words, not mine, why do women push for monogamy if they're not ready to meet a man where they are sexually? Where he said, where if sex is going to be a chore for them.
Got it.
And I have several teen thoughts on what he said. But before I get to my thoughts, because I've been talking a lot, Tanya, how do you feel about that?
I thought it was an interesting topic.
It's a great topic.
And I couldn't fully disagree with him. You know, I'm always gonna take the woman's side by default most of the time. So just let y'all know that. But I couldn't fully disagree with him because I have been saying this for years, ever since I have been on my own personal, like, sexual evolution, and my mind has been changing a lot about sex and relationships and stuff. I personally don't feel like we as humans are naturally monogamous, but I feel like if you choose to be in a monogamous relationship, aka marriage, then I would think the expectation would be monogamy, obviously.
Right.
Or even just a long-term relationship, if y'all both are exclusive and y'all, the agreement is y'all gonna only be with each other, then the expectation is monogamy. But I don't think we're naturally monogamous people. I think he was pointing out men's sex drives, but women, you know, all women's sex drives are not low.
Wow.
But I have been in a situation where after I had my son, no, during my pregnancy and then a little bit after I had my son, my sex drive is not what it was before him, because I had more LJ, stop. Okay. I had more things to think about. I had to take care of the baby. I had to go to work, try to keep my house up and all that. So sex was just not a priority. And his dad was like, his sex drive never slowed down. So I do get his point of like, her point of like, you know, if I would have knew what it entailed, I wouldn't even signed up for all that. So I don't know. I think I'm talking all over the place, but what I will say is I think they both have valid points. I don't think though that he was. Didn't he say he was pressured into being in a monogamous relationship? I feel like he probably felt pressed. He probably felt the pressure, but ultimately nobody can make you do anything. That's so true. He decided, because ain't nobody for damn sure ain't gonna just make me marry them. So he decided to marry her because that's who he wanted to be with. And her expectation was for him to only have sex with her, and his expectation was for her to only have sex with him. So that's what he agreed to. I don't know. I really got both of their points. I just think ultimately what I took from that is, see, this is why we got to stop pushing marriage so much on people, because depending on your sex drive, depending on all of the circumstances surrounding it, marriage just might not be the best choice for people. Marriage is not a goal to me anymore. So if right. I marry you, we real serious, and I'm serious about monogamy. But before then, we out here in these streets. I mean, I'm just saying. I could see both points. What are your thoughts? Because I think my thoughts are all over the place.
No, I'm just playing. Okay, so I have a few points I want to make about the statement. So I think the only real issue that I had with what he said was that he specified it for women.
Right.
And my only problem with that is, he's obviously speaking from his perspective.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't tell anybody
that they're wrong. His experience.
Exactly. These are his opinions through his lens.
Right.
Do I think mostly women pressure men into monogamy? I don't believe that. I think men and women equally, people who want monogamy from people pressure other people.
Right.
Or expect monogamy out of other people.
Right.
So I think that would have been my only thing that I wish would have been just different. That's
yeah.
The way he phrased it.
The wording.
But I do not disagree with a lot of the stuff he was saying. But like I said, I'm going to change a lot of my points to not making it exclusive to women, because in my life, I've been the one being asked to be monogamous most of the time, not the other way around.
Right.
I believe in dating, because when you put this expectation on people of commitment and monogamy, without knowing each other or without knowing each other very well, you expect too much from somebody like monogamy. Right. When y'all barely know each other like that. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Fucking date me. Date me and date other people. I don't care. But, because it just matters. To me, what really matters when you're dating is how you treat me and how we treat each other. Right. When we're together. If you want to, you know, fuck Becky on Tuesdays, that's your business. Right. And if you want to take me out to dinner on Saturdays and maybe have sex after that, that's our business. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
But, anyway.
Yeah.
I think that my only issue was just making it singular to women. I think it's damaging when people ask other people for monogamy who might not be ready right. for monogamy. And I think us as people need to stop forcing monogamy on people, especially if you don't know them very well, because you get into a situation like these people who I don't think don't love each other. They clearly love each other. They are married. They have kids. However, when they decided to be in a marriage, it was different expectations from both people that they both have to come in the middle with that they didn't know before. So
right.
in her case, she didn't know that she was going to have to meet him where he was at with sex. And
right.
Like I said, I like sex probably just as much as the next man or women. So my sex drive is really high, right. but I don't want nobody to pressure me into having sex.
Exactly.
I don't want to feel like, you know, to the point where I'm just like, okay, I'm going to have sex with you, but it feels like a chore because I don't want to. Not because yeah. I don't love you or this is hard, but I don't ever want to feel like pressured to the point where I'm like, I'm doing this, but my heart not in it.
Yeah.
So, I think people just need to stop forcing people need to stop forcing monogamy onto people and just date as long as possible. And Latanya made a good point. However, I'm not saying I want monogamy in my life right now. However, if y'all both choose to be monogamous, I think y'all should have boundaries and respect about being
yeah.
monogamous. I don't think you should be. Fucking do whatever you want. But if you gonna ask somebody for monogamy, and if you in terms agree to monogamy, fucking respect.
That's what it is.
Respect that commitment.
Yeah.
But don't say yes to monogamy if you don't want it. Exactly. And don't ask people for monogamy if you're not ready to compromise
exactly
with somebody else and their needs and stuff.
Yeah. I think society makes monogamy the standard for all relationships, and I personally feel like now monogamy is the standard for most marriages, even though in Utah you can be in polygamous marriages, so that's different. But I think in our Western society, monogamy is the standard for marriage. Everything else, I'm starting to feel like, unless y'all both, If I get serious with somebody and we like, oh, we only with each other, we in a monogamous relationship and right. we both agree to that. But that's not the standard initially going into it. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's why I get what he was trying to say. I get that society makes monogamy the standard when in actuality, us as humans, we are more polygamous in our nature, in our animalistic nature of like just being with different people. Like, just look at the world. People get married, they get divorced, people be agreeing to be in monogamous relationships, but then you got cheaters. That's where cheating come in, because you have to get with the other person. Because I'm not making an excuse for cheating, but if it's cheating with sex involved, more than anything, it's that nature, it's that human nature of just wanting to have sex with somebody that you're attracted to. So
But cheating is despicable. And
yeah. So maybe if we just looked through the lens of like, we are not as naturally monogamous as we would think we are, then you just move on from there. But I'm with monogamous relationships. If I get married to somebody, the expectation is that we're only going to be with each other.
Right.
And I'm going to do everything I can possible to respect what we agreed to. That's why I wouldn't rush into a marriage. And that was one point I wanted to make before we move on is I can hear on her side that maybe when she was younger, because they got married when they was in their 20s, maybe she felt the pressure to be married. Mm-hmm. And that's why she was putting the pressure on him, because society does put pressure on women to get married. It's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of women feel like they can't function in society or be fully successful without the man to co-sign them and stuff right. like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. But I guess like one of my favorite feminist authors, Chimamanda, she said in Beyonce's Flawless video, she talked about how it's more pressure on women to get married than men. And like that's got to be the expectation of women is to get married. So we are groomed to get married. And at one point in society, you had to have a husband or you because women were second class citizens. It wasn't really a lot of women being independent and making their own money. So yes, you needed a husband to have some sort of
status.
But that's not the case anymore. So we should rethink, even as women, like, are you really ready for this? Are you really ready for this monogamous relationship with this man? Because you're going to have to be, girl, you're going to have to be throwing that thing in a circle all the time. Is right. you ready for all that?
No. Well, Tanya is spitting facts. I think, yes, the standard for society is for women to be married. Like, that's like, mm-hmm. Like that's like a goal, or that's something that we should strive to have.
Right.
Now in my life, I don't mean to flex on nobody, but I've been proposed to twice and I am very much single, because if marriage was a goal for me, if that was a priority, then of course this stuff would be like, oh my God, I'm so excited, I'm jumping at this. Right. However, I understand that for me, I am still too selfish or immature in a lot of things, and mm-hmm. not willing to compromise with somebody right now right. for my needs. Right. You know what I mean? I want what I want when I want it, because I said so, and right. that's just how it's gonna work. And me, myself, and I can deal with that. But when you are getting married to somebody, or when you're in a relationship, especially if it's with the like that dynamic of man and woman, because right. gay people get married too, but when it's the relationship of a man and woman, and it's the society standards that the man is supposed to be like the head and the woman is supposed to be the home,
mm-hmm.
you gotta put yourself in these categories. And
right.
I think definitely rethinking what monogamy is to you.
Right.
And if marriage is a priority to you anymore, look back in the book.
That's a good one too, yeah.
Pray. And if you are not willing, because it was mostly about sex what he was talking about. What I'm saying is this. If you are not willing to meet your partner halfway with almost everything in
right.
your marriage, I don't think you're ready for it. You don't exactly. have to meet, I don't think it's certain things to me personally that I'm would not compromise with somebody.
Right.
Like, let's say I was religious, or me personally, I don't say that I am a Christian, but I believe in God.
Right.
If I met somebody and they were like a Buddhist and they tried to convert me to Buddhism, I'd be like, nah, fam. You know right. what I mean? I'm not going to, I love you, but I'm not going to compromise on
yeah.
that. But if they were like, I'm trying to think of something you can compromise on. I like to go out a lot, and mm-hmm. you don't like to go out a lot. So right. let's meet somewhere in the middle where exactly. maybe we can go out 3 nights a week, because I know that
right.
you have anxiety when you go out and you're an introvert. But I'm an extrovert, and that's how I like to spend my time. Right. That's something you can talk about and yeah, have a conversation about. But some things, like core values, is something that I wouldn't compromise on. So when sex is involved, if you're not willing to compromise how you feel about sex and what you're willing to deliver, I think that you need to be like, listen, I know that we together and I like sex and you like sex, but what you are asking for is something that I'm not going to be able to do for you. You at a good twice a day, 7 days a week. I'm right at 5 days a week.
Exactly.
Side booty.
Right. And to your point, this is where he made a lot of good points, but I can't say he was selfish in some of the things he was saying, because you agree to be in this monogamous relationship with your wife
as well.
Just because she is your wife does not mean that she has to have sex with you every time you want to have sex. Just because you are somebody's wife or long-term girlfriend, you do not owe them sex. If you are not consenting to it, you don't have to have sex with them. I'm sorry, but that's where it gets a little...
It's like, so sticky when sex is involved.
And for women, too. Like, if your husband ain't trying to have sex that night, you cannot force yourself on them. So
that is wrong.
Speaking, you know, getting into that topic, Jada Pinkett Smith and the Red Table Talk had a Red Table Talk about non-consensual sex within relationships.
Right.
Because he was teeter-tottering on that topic. I'm not saying he's ever had non-consensual sex with
his wife,
but in relationships you will find that some men then feel this ownership towards you, and you have to be everything to them sexually, even if you are not necessarily consenting to it.
It is such a unrealistic standard / norm for men. You know what, I don't even want to lie, because I cannot put that on every man. At least from my experience, it's this weird expectation, this unrealistic expectation that, you know, since we together, like that's mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they be serious, so mm-hmm. Y'all be like, yup, this my man's, like, this box. I'll be like, nah, that belongs to me and, yes, and Jesus Christ. Not in a weird way, but that belongs to me, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And if I bless you with it, that's as far as we go get with that. But ownership over the cat, though?
Yeah.
That is not okay.
But the Bible teaches that.
That's crazy.
Which is why I question things in the Bible now, because it really say that your husband is, you are supposed to be everything to them sexually, and vice versa. And I cannot get with that.
Side note on this, y'all, I had a great conversation with my mother the other day. Well, our mother, like, we have the same mom. I said that,
she,
like,
said
you don't
my
know
mama
her.
Like, I don't know that lady.
Like, my mama, like, he wasn't here first. No, I had a really good conversation with mama. I'll be calling her Barbara, so if I say Barbara, that's what I'm talking about. I had a really good conversation with Barbara the other day. We were talking about some of the Bibles, and I just said earlier that my idea of religion is skewed. I think religion, in the idea of religion, I think that's beautiful. The idea of religion is great, and I respect people who are disciplined in their religion. I think that that's also beautiful, because that's, discipline is hard. You don't...
Yes.
People who are Muslims and stuff like that and practice that, they don't really have preachers per se, but they have to keep up with their own prayers, and they have to be disciplined and know when and how and all this stuff to do it. And I think that that is beautiful, discipline. Right. However, the Bible, in my opinion, is a collection of stories that are supposed to be used as more of a lesson plan than a book of facts. Because everything in the Bible, even to down what Jesus said, is man's interpretation of what God is saying and doing for them.
Right.
And the Bible was not written in English first anyway. And there is, like, I'm probably over-exaggerating, like 800 versions of the Bible.
I mean, it's a lot of versions.
So you have all these versions of different people interpreting different things. If this don't translate good into our language, so we have to fix it. So by the time the Bible is getting to you, it is so, it's diluted so mm-hmm. so many times. So it's not that I don't believe what they're saying in the Bible. However, I think it's more of a lesson plan and something that can be used as a teaching tool, not something factual, because people were sacrificing fucking lambs. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just go and sacrifice a lamb. You're going to go to jail. That is animal. Like, you can't just, you can't do certain
people
things.
People were sacrificing people.
Yes, yes. You can't do certain stuff in the Bible anymore because Western society, or just in general, we'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah, God literally commanded every firstborn in Egypt, right? Or in Pharaoh's house or Egypt. He said, if you don't put the blood of the lamb over your doorpost, I'm killing all y'all firstborn.
Y'all
children.
Never read the book of, is that not the book of
That's
Moses?
That's the Exodus.
Yes, but it's the story of
Moses.
Yeah,
the story of Moses. So,
yes.
God killed them kids.
So, it is a lot of stuff in the Bible, in my opinion, that we take way too literal. Mm-hmm. And that is why, personally, I'm like, of course I believe in God, because that is my spirituality. That is my relationship with him.
Right.
But I would never, again, directly correlate my beliefs to the Bible.
Right.
Not saying that it's not a good book, but I think we, certain people who are maybe Christian or whatever faith you have that use the Bible, I think it's too much weight with that. So,
right.
To your point, the Bible was pretty much telling a woman that she has to be some level, excuse my French, of like a sex slave to her husband. And if I was to read it like that and say your wife should be a sex slave, you would be uncomfortable and you would be like, oh, that's wrong.
Wow, yeah.
But since it says no, she's supposed to be everything to you, and you're like, oh, well, this is a nice thing. But that kind of in turn shows that she's supposed to kind of be a sex slave to you. And
yes.
I think that's wrong.
It
and
is.
Also pay you could kind of obviously tell the Bible was not written by women.
Very
and by men, because they refer to God as him, and he is a the, you know what I mean? So
yeah. God has no gender. Thank you for that lesson.
That is,
we needed that on this good
my
Sunday
TED
morning.
Talk.
Hallelujah.
And that's my TED Talk. But
yes.
Yes,
so saying all that, to your point, how do you feel when I don't know if you've ever been in this situation. I know I have. When your significant other, your person that you trust them, you love them, you have had all kind of consensual sex with them, and then they cross the line and have sex with you, and this, you didn't approve of it. Like, either it's they literally rape you, like snatch you up and rape you, or I don't know, maybe you been drinking, maybe you sleep, and they kind of keep pressing the issue. Like, then how do you feel about that? Because that happened to Amber Rose, and it happened to Jada Pinkett Smith's mom with her husband. So you know, what are your thoughts on that? Because this guy is wanting all this sex from his wife, and it's just not realistic. And he's obviously not forcing himself on her. He's just obviously going without.
He got a lot of pent up testosterone.
He looks sad.
Which you can tell.
But some men don't care if you say no. They're going to have sex with you.
I think that without getting too deep or going too
and
much,
women,
I
know we're probably just becoming off like we're just
like
some
male bashers.
I love men, but
I think that if you have to ask somebody more than like twice, and let's take sex out of the equation and let's replace it with like tea.
If you're still struggling with consent, just imagine instead of initiating sex, you're making them a cup of tea. You say, hey, would you like a cup of tea? And they go, oh my God, I would love a cup of tea, thank you. Then you know they want a cup of tea. If you say, hey, would you like a cup of tea? And they're like, you know, I'm not really sure. Then you can make them a cup of tea, or not, but be aware that they might not drink it. And if they don't drink it, then, and this is the important bit, don't make them drink it. Just because you made it doesn't mean you're entitled to watch them drink it. And if they say, no thank you, then don't make them tea. At all. Just don't make them tea. Don't make them drink tea, don't get annoyed at them for not wanting tea, They just don't want tea, okay? They might say, yes, please, that's kind of you. And then when the tea arrives, they actually don't want the tea at all. Sure, that's kind of annoying as you've gone to all the effort of making the tea, but they remain under no obligation to drink the tea. They did want tea, now they don't. Some people change their mind in the time it takes to boil the kettle, brew the tea, and add the milk. And it's okay for people to change their mind, and you are still not entitled to watch them drink it. And if they are unconscious, don't make them tea. Unconscious people don't want tea, and they can't answer the question, do you want tea, because they're unconscious. Okay, maybe they were conscious when you asked them if they wanted tea, and they said yes, but in the time it took you to boil the kettle or brew the tea and add the milk, they are now unconscious. You should just put the tea down, make sure the unconscious person is safe, and this is the important part again, don't make them drink the tea. They said yes then, sure, but unconscious people don't want tea. If someone said yes to tea, started drinking it, and then passed out before they'd finished it, don't keep on pouring it down their throat. Take the tea away. Make sure they are safe, because unconscious people don't want tea. Trust me on this. If someone said yes to tea around your house last Saturday, that doesn't mean they want you to make them tea all the time. They don't want you to come around to their place unexpectedly and make them tea and force them to drink it, going, but you wanted tea last week. Or to wake up to find you pouring tea down their throat, going, but you wanted tea last night. If you can understand how completely ludicrous it is to force people to have tea when they don't want tea, and you are able to understand when people don't want tea, then how hard is it to understand when it comes to sex? Whether it's tea or sex, consent is everything. And on that note, I'm going to make myself a cup of tea.
That is the way that somebody explained non-consensual sex. They took sex out of it and explained it like you're asking somebody to give them like a material thing. I'm saying that to say, you know, whether you are a man or a woman, that when, especially dealing with something so sensitive as sex, you know when you are crossing a boundary if somebody has told you no repeatedly.
Right.
If I've said no to you three times, why are you still trying to force yourself on me? That's wrong. And I don't, I really hate the idea of anybody thinking that somebody can consent when they're absolutely not consenting, whether they're saying no or if they're not coherent. If somebody, somebody who is not coherent cannot consent to sex.
Right.
And the same way they can't consent to fucking ordering a pizza. They're not, they can't verbally consent to it because they're not coherent. They're drunk, they're passed out, or a plethora of things. So I think that it is inherently wrong, regardless of how consensual the sex has been, to expect sex from your significant other, and if they don't give it to you, take it anyway. That is inherently wrong across the board. It is no way you can explain it to me to make it be like, oh yeah, I mean, well, she said no, but you know she didn't mean it. Bitch, when I said no, I meant it.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate as women that, or men, because I don't want to disregard the male story. It is so unfortunate that some people are put in a situation where they're in these consensual relationships and they are not having, they're not always having consensual sex.
Yeah.
But since the sex was consensual at some point, it's supposed to always be consensual.
Right.
And you have to say yes to sex every single time. Like, you have to say yes to swiping your fucking credit card. A willing
participant.
You know what you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
If you bought pizza last week and Pizza Hut keep charging you for pizza the rest of the month, you're going to be like, what the fuck, Pizza Hut? I don't want no more pizza. They're like, but no, remember you wanted it on two, so we going to keep giving it to you. No. So the same way you have to consent to everything else is the same way sex is. And I don't know why it's like a blurred line on that.
I think it's people don't talk about it.
I absolutely don't like that.
I feel like people need to have more conversations because you have it where it's just blatant. Somebody is snatching you up and raping you, and you are fully aware. But then you also have situations where the person might not necessarily be snatch you up and forcing you, but they won't stop. They won't stop. And you are kind of like, well, if I try to make them stop,
right,
I'm scared of what is going to happen. And then you just have situations where you done been with somebody and y'all drinking, y'all having a good time, and you feel like you can trust this person. But then you wake up, it remind me of that situation. Have you ever seen Switch That Bird? Mm-hmm. And when I can't even remember the girl's name, she was at a party with her. She was dating this guy, and she woke up the next morning and she was like, I don't even know if I had sex with him or not. That's how drunk she got. And then when he was asked about it, he was like, oh yeah, we did and all that. And she was really she was in such a weird space because she felt like, I don't even remember.
Right.
Which is not good. But you remembered. And so you seeing me like this, you probably shouldn't have went on with it. But she was not really like mad at him, like wanting to press charges. Her family wanted to, but she couldn't because she felt like she was in this weird space of like, I feel like I was taken advantage of, but I care about this person.
Right.
And I don't know how I feel. And I have literally been in that situation like twice. Can you imagine what morally, you really don't care if you would like have sex with an incoherent body. Do you get that? And even for women, like,
if somebody,
you should never want to have sex with a man that's so fucked up, even if he with it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You touch a man a certain way, of course that thing ain't gonna stand up. But if he is like, you know, he is blacked out drunk, why would you continue on to want to have sex with this man?
Yes, I think that.
So it's just,
when people, like you were saying in the show and stuff, even if y'all are both drunk and mm-hmm. you clearly see the other person is like on something else, yes, you have some level of like consciousness, like, oh, like I'm drunk, but this person is you are completely somewhere else. And I think at that point, like I said, with the lines being blurred, the only people who are blurring the lines to me are like the abusers.
Yeah.
Because you're forcing these weird ideals on these people, like, well, you know, you said yes this many times, or we in a relationship, or we were in a relationship, or, you know, you didn't say no physically out of your mouth.
Right.
But it's like, what was I doing to invite you, other than being like, what is the word I'm trying to use? Other than being like with your guards down, you know what I mean? Yeah. What else was inviting about anything other than me being vulnerable?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I think that's where I get really like, no, if these people aren't being like, yes, let's have sex, yes, then you need to be like, no.
Exactly.
Let me not.
Exactly.
And then I can always see, like, you ever like be with people and then you just, your whole attitude about them is like totally different after that.
Yeah.
Like, you be like, this is a cool dude, and or you know something, or they do something like that to you, and you be like,
yeah.
You don't want to be like, oh, I hate you, but you be like,
that's how I feel about that, that ex that I was with for a long time. And it took for me to like be like in the moments I felt some kind of way, but like it took for me to think about it years later and just say what happened was fucked up. Like, no, this was a person that I trusted and they literally took advantage of me, and that shit is fucked up. And now I'm kind of nervous for what they would do to somebody else that was in that situation. Right. That's why I be asking people. I don't care. I will ask a guy, like, if you was with somebody and they was really drunk and all that, what would you do? Like, I will ask them, because I feel like we should talk about that stuff more. I want to see how you're going to react. Because you got people out here who still, it's in music. It's like, men or female, men or woman too. You got Rick Ross putting drugs in people's face and rapping about it, but you also got Cardi B out here drugging and robbing niggas. So,
and we just be like, no,
no, yeah, and it's all trash. It's like, that's not cool. It's not cool to cross those lines and those boundaries. And I know people gonna be like, well, you gotta, what about you? You shouldn't have gotten so drunk and all that. But we are talking about people who are married. We are talking about people who are in these long relationships, who they have some level of trust with them to even get to that point. And then if we're just talking about just straight up rape, how can you blame a person for their spouse or significant other just straight up snatching them up and raping them like Ike and Tina?
And obviously, if you, not like Ike and Tina.
No, but he was raping her. And you know what
obviously,
I'm saying?
If you have built up a trust, and I think I always say this, and my views are totally different when it comes to people, and I really think your circle should be small, and you really need to know who you're around and just take care of yourself. But if you never if you never had trust for that person, you obviously wouldn't be in that situation with these people.
Right.
So clearly you have a level of trust that is like, oh, whether it's your boyfriend or your friend or a fucking family member,
right,
you have a level of trust with them where you're like, oh, you know, I've been drunk or I've been tired or all this stuff around these people. This is fucking Joe. So, yes. And then Joe, you know, do some crazy stuff like that, and you'd be like, oh. And so, yeah, they'd be like, I think don't scrutinize people for being in these situations. Obviously, take care of yourself.
Yes.
Try not to put yourself in these situations. However, nothing like that is ever an expectation of you drinking or being around people and stuff like that.
Right. And I got one more point, and I know we got to go. I think this was either on Dr. Phil or Oprah or something. There was this man who was basically roofing his wife and having sex with her, like incoherent body, and recording it. And she found all the recordings. She never knew. And he had been doing this stuff for years. So that's why I say it makes me weary about people like that, because sometimes that shit is like a sick, it's just as sick as raping somebody. But you're essentially raping somebody, but you ain't got to fight with the person, or the person don't know. That's crazy.
That's
horrible. So
no, that's rape.
He definitely was raping his wife, but it wasn't like she knew. He was getting away with it for years. She said she found many videos. Can you imagine how traumatizing that is? Like, this was her husband that she loved and trusted, and he was drugging her and like taping himself, like having sex with her incoherent body,
almost like a fucking corpse.
That's really sad. That, and so
horrible.
I'm happy they talked about that on the Red Table Talk, because I don't think we talk about that enough, like that blurred line of like, even in relationships, it can be non-consensual, because there is this expectation within monogamy, kind of bringing everything full circle, of like ownership of each other. Because the husband just kept talking about the sex part, when monogamy is way more than just only having sex with more than one person. But
that is a part of it, but it's not the only thing.
He was like, it's just this expectation of sex, but like at some point, it's like sex is not going to always happen. So then what? Are you gonna take it,
or are you gonna cheat?
Respect with boundaries, or are you gonna cheat? Like, we, so just, these are just, I like these talking points we had today, because I think getting into relationships, you really need to have these conversations.
Yes,
you really need to have these conversations.
And on a lighter note,
yes, because this was kind of heavy,
y'all. So so since we're talking about the idea of sex and monogamy and marriage and stuff like that, y'all, do you know the man that's running for senator? Is he running for senator? Is he running for the senator or a governor?
I don't know what's his name again.
Cal Cunningham. The person who's running for senator right now is Cal Cunningham and Tom Tillis. And the only funny thing about it, because I mean, I care because I want to make sure I get the right person in the office. But so the campaign ran against Senator Kyle Cunningham is that he has been having an affair with, you know, this veteran's wife. So both of them are having, they're in
entangled
in some good old fashioned adultery.
Right.
And that is the whole campaign against Kyle Cunningham. It is so funny because it's almost like if they didn't know that, they wouldn't have nothing else. Because I can't, they don't make any other ads about him. I'm going to put the ad in. It's if y'all are on YouTube any time of the day, it's at least one of the ads.
Me, character is an issue. A top issue. I'm supposed to be sending you to Washington to represent me and my family? When Cunningham said he wouldn't raise taxes, and then he did, that's a typical politician. But this is different. Tells me everything I need to know about Cal's character.
Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, so he cheated on his wife, and they have the text message. I'm gonna find a piece of mail. I'm gonna record it when I get home. It was in the mailbox. Oh, Cal Cunningham, cheater. What is he going to do as your senator? And he had the messages. Y'all, they are exposing my man. It is so funny.
That is so shady.
They are dirty.
Is shadier than the shade one.
That's way, like, they mailing this stuff to people. Like, look at Cal.
Bless his heart.
I'm going to vote for him anyway, y'all. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I think as much as I'm not going to, like, make excuses for anybody cheating, I feel like, what does that have to do with my job performance?
Nothing.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
that is trash.
What does cheating have to do with what I can do on my job? It don't even have nothing to do with my job.
That
unless
is
I'm
so
cheating
funny.
With somebody at work.
And even then,
but
unless
even
y'all
then,
are like embezzling money,
exactly.
Bonnie and Clyde type shit.
Right.
I don't care. How Cunningham is a white man. I don't care if this nigga is cheating on his wife. I promise you I don't give a fuck about Cal Cunningham cheating on his wife. My heart, I don't even know these people like that. My heart goes out for her. That is wrong. And it's being exposed.
Right.
Like, as a political tool, which is way worse.
Because he is the Republican Party obviously put this out against him.
Yes.
He's a Democrat. It's so contradictory because cheating is a deal breaker when Democrats do it. Like, Bill Clinton was impeached for getting some fellatio, but Donald Trump literally said he'd be grabbing women by they
pussy.
Yes. And that was, oh, that's locker room talk.
What?
With all these pending rape charges against him.
What locker room talk?
But when the Democratic Party do it, the party that's known to be a little more liberal, you know, I kind of expect him to be a little bit more loose.
Cow out here slinging it to whoever go get it.
That's crazy.
They coming at my dude Cal Cunningham.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
you me. Think it's going to affect him?
No. And this is why the way it's being used, in my opinion, is such a Republican thing to do.
Right.
Because like she just said, the Democratic Party, it only affects their job if you're a Democrat.
Right.
But if you are in the Republican and you be doing all this stuff, then, oh, no, man. He be grabbing people by the pussy. That's a good,
yeah.
You know, Christian white man.
The judge that we I'm so sorry. The judge that we just got, remember he had that rape allegation against him?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes,
so
yes, yes,
when
yes.
It's them,
I do remember.
When it's them, they get excuses made for them. But when it's a Democrat or a more liberal person, we should have more of a moral.
No.
Well, let me not say me because I'm not a Democrat, but I'm more liberal.
Yes.
So, you know, that's more sexually liberated. This is the party that is cool with gay marriage and everything. So, I mean, you think that maybe they not a little polygamous. They might not have that life partnership that Will and Jada them got going on. We don't know the ins and outs of people's marriages.
And
not for us to judge.
And even if he doesn't, even if that's not the expectation of his marriage, that has nothing to do with his job performance.
It really doesn't. Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, and we can probably close it out. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights activist.
Yeah.
He was shitting on his wife. Like, however, that in no relation can affect all the great things that he did for black people. Is he cheating on his wife trash? Fuck yes. If you decide to be in a monogamous relationship, don't fucking cheat on your wife. That is wrong. We know that's wrong.
Right.
However, do you think people wasn't gonna mark with him because he was a cheater?
Exactly.
No, you had to. I would have been out there like,
you know how many great strides and things he made for the black community. He helped us catapult to where we are now with the civil rights movement. Yeah, I don't like what he did to Coretta, but I can't. That didn't taint what he did. Now, if he was doing some old other stuff like raping and stuff, yeah.
Yes.
That would taint.
That's tarnished.
That's R. Kelly like, stuff. You get canceled for that.
Thank you.
But cheating,
I don't even say R. Kelly's name no more. I be feeling like it's going to pop up.
But cheating, nah.
Because, yeah, Latanya made a good point. That's not going to affect the job performance.
Exactly.
Y'all out here, you watching right now, you right there, you're a fucking cheater and you don't have to put that on your resume.
Exactly.
So go on about your day. I'm not saying this in to say vote for Cal Cunningham. I don't give a fuck who you vote for. I'm just saying that if you're going to make a list on who you're going to vote for, I really don't think that his marital affairs has anything to do with his job performance. If he was trash past that, that would be hilarious. And I would be like, oh, well, he's also not a good senator.
Exactly.
Fuck him. But, yeah.
It's crazy.
And they don't have nothing. I promise you that's the only commercial. They don't say nothing else. They don't say anything else.
He probably is a great, like, great for the job.
They'd be like, it'd be that one girl. She'd be like, I'm going to put that one in. She'd be like, now Tom Tillis, he said he was going to go to the White House and do this stuff and he didn't. That was him just being a politician. But him cheating on his wife, I can't in my heart vote for it. I'm like, girl, what? Nobody care about you.
Right, girl.
Sit down with that body shop dress on.
Girl, sit down with that body shop dress on. Why your dress not taller?
Have you ever seen Bad Girls Club? No.
I mean, I was like in and out of it.
I'm going to show you that meme. That's what she said when they were about to fight.
That is so
And they
funny.
Fought because she said sit down with your body shop dress on.
Not body shop.
She said, why your dress got a collar? I'm going to show you the video.
So okay.
Anyway.
That's crazy.
I think this was a nice,
this was cool,
talk.
Y'all. I hope that y'all enjoyed everything
Do y'all like us just hanging out like
into.
This?
Yeah,
is this fun for
this
you?
This is fun.
This is a vibe for me.
It's a vibe, too.
I don't feel like I have to overdo.
Right.
Anyway.
And that's what you're gonna get from me in Genesis. I don't think we just a disclaimer, we're not gonna be glammed up every time.
No.
Bit like we get some money, you know, we gonna up our camera equipment and microphones and stuff. But you're gonna also get real from us because we're just real women. So sometimes Genesis face gonna be beat for the guys and then sometimes she gonna be super laid back and chill. And vice versa.
We might do something for Halloween. I think that might be the
we passed the Halloween. This is coming out the day after Halloween.
Okay, so. Well, we're not gonna do anything for Halloween. Maybe we'll do something on if I ever make a video again.
Yeah.
We're
gonna do better when the holidays come up. Try to be inclusive.
We'll be
all
festive.
That. But thank y'all.
Yes.
Thank you for the continued support. I'm so excited about our Facebook page. And I haven't said this to Genesis yet. I do want to say it on camera. You can edit out if you want to. But I do think we should like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on all streaming platforms because we on all of them streaming platforms. We on like 7 or 8 streaming platforms. The main ones are Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and the list goes on. If you're a podcaster, you can find us on almost any podcasting app. And please, you know, give us a comment, get up in our DMs and give us some suggestions if it's just something pressing that you want us specifically to talk
Send
about.
Send us feedback.
Yeah, because we don't always have to give commentary on the current news. We can give commentary on a topic. So just let us know.
Oh, and this is Latanya Yarber. She's Latanya Yarber on
Latanya
Facebook.
Yarber. Facebook and at A Page in My Diary on Instagram.
And I'm Genesis Nesbitt on everything. And yes,
we will be back next week.
Or bye. Not. I'm just playing. All right, bye.